Cuellar and Gonzalez call for legal workforce solutions at South Texas Builders Forum. He noted that immigrants make up a significant share of the construction workforce, estimating that they account for about 30% of construction workers nationwide, approximately 40% in Texas and nearly half of the workforce in parts of South Texas. Gonzalez said he introduced the Safe American Workforce Act to provide legal work authorization for individuals who have lived in the United States for at least 5 years, have no legal problems, and are certified by their employers as necessary workers. He emphasized that the proposal does not create a pathway to citizenship, but instead would establish a pathway to legal status that would allow businesses to retain experienced employees. "Our labor shortage is a national problem," Gonzalez said. "It is not a Democratic problem or a Republican problem. It's an American problem." Addressing housing affordability, Gonzalez said increasing labor costs, tariffs, interest rates, and limited workforce availability have contributed to rising home prices. He said addressing labor shortages, reducing tariffs, lowering interest rates, and providing assistance for first-time homebuyers would improve access to housing. Cuellar said he has worked closely with the South Texas Builders Association to address workforce concerns, including meetings in Washington with ICE officials and members of Congress. "I understand this industry because I've done that kind of work myself," Cuellar said, recalling that his father worked in construction and taught him the trade. Cuellar said he has advocated expanding the H-2B visa program so construction employers in South Texas can use temporary workers under the same framework available in other states. He also described efforts through the House Appropriations Committee to direct immigration enforcement toward individuals with criminal records while proposing additional safeguards before federal agents enter homes or construction sites. "If you're looking for someone willing to roll up his sleeves and get to work, I'll do my best," Cuellar said. Cuellar said discussions with ICE officials and Republican lawmakers followed meetings organized with representatives of the South Texas Builders Association and were intended to address concerns about construction site enforcement and workforce needs. Both lawmakers said bipartisan cooperation will be necessary to advance immigration legislation. "I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican," Cuellar said. "We should do what's right for the country, not simply follow the party line." The lawmakers also pledged to continue working with the South Texas Builders Association on workforce initiatives, including support for the South Texas Builders Initiative, a partnership with South Texas College, Donna Independent School District, and IDEA Public Schools to develop accredited construction training programs beginning in fall 2026. Cuellar concluded by encouraging continued collaboration between lawmakers and builders, while Gonzalez urged voters to hold elected officials accountable for policies affecting businesses, workers, and the regional economy. See related stories. South Texas Builders Association calls for workforce solutions at Immigration Forum. Christina Morales calls for humane immigration policies at South Texas Builders Forum.